Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the VRO. Tonight, I'm going to be interviewing Chris Zilka, who plays Jake on the CW Secret Circle. We were just waiting for him to call in, so it'll be just a moment. Amy, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm still with you as right now. And as soon as the number shows up on the switchboard, I will put myself in a screening room, and then I will let you know if we have Chris on the phone line.
Yes.
So how are you doing tonight?
I'm okay.
Amber is okay. Everybody, you know, send Amber encouraging messages in the chat room because she is nervous about this interview, and I'm not sure why.
It's ridiculous. I don't know either. Ridiculous.
Maybe because The Secret Circle is one of her favorite shows, and we recap
it. True. The Secret Circle is one of my favorite shows, and it's, you know, it's so fresh because this is the second Secret Circle interview I've had. So, yes. I just feel like I could talk for, like, hours about it, but I know I only have 20 minutes. So it's just kind of, I don't know.
Come up closer to your speaker or your mic because it's kind of a little hard for me to hear you.
I will take you off speaker. Here we go. Woo!
So I guess we can recap a little of last week's episode before we get
I gave you my recap earlier, and I'm not sure that...
All I got to say is... Chloe, Amber, and myself called it, who was going to be Cassie's sister.
Not even that. We called that Nick was alive.
Oh, yeah. We definitely called that Nick was alive.
About the whole Cassie's sister thing. I just want to say we called it.
Because we had doubts. You know, we knew Nick was alive. Now, yes, granted, we don't know if he is, like, a demon or just a ghost that they're seeing or something like that.
I want to say that I think it might be a ghost because, you know, in the preview next week, you see Cassie's mom. And Nick was looking pretty rough. So,
well, I mean... if it's actually him, he's probably on a run. He's on the lam. And
you imagine what that's gonna do to Charles because Charles thinks this whole time that he killed him. What? And then he's gonna tell everybody Charles tried to kill him.
Yeah,
which makes me really sad. Cause I love Charles. Love to see.
Yeah,
we'll have to see.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. So, Amber, I will be right back. Keep on talking.
Okay. I'm going to keep on talking to myself, guys. Hello to everybody in chat. Nobody's talking back to me in chat, but I see that you guys are in there. That's cool. I'm glad you're going to tune in tonight. Yep. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. I think everybody does, and they wouldn't be here. It'll be just a moment. Amy's going to bring over Chris, and we're going to start this interview, and it's going to be fun. And then after, we're going to do a little recap of the show from this past week, so everybody should stay on after and listen to our recap. It's going to be a lot of fun. Even though we started to recap it, we have a lot more to say than what we did in the first 3 minutes we were on air. Yep.
So I leave and it's nothing but dead air, right, Amber?
No, I talked.
Okay, well, you have Chris now, so I'm going to mute myself and you two have fun.
All right. Hi, hey, Amber. How are you?
How are you? I'm good.
Excellent.
I hate when she leaves me alone and I have to talk to myself. It's kind of silly, but it'll be all right. It'll be all right. All right, I'm going to jump in. We are a fan-based show, so basically most of the stuff that is sent to me on secretcircle.net send me a bunch of questions. People on Twitter send me a bunch of questions, so we're going to jump right into it.
All right.
First question I have for you is, Jake is not in the books, so were you surprised at how quickly he became a fan favorite?
I don't know. I suppose he's just basically just like Nick in the books, and Nick was such a fan favorite that I guess it wasn't so much of a surprise as kind of an honor, or it made me really excited and happy that people even accepted the character at all. But yeah, I would say it was a bit of a surprise.
Well, you know, the CW has done a few shows where they have adapted off books, and the writers typically, especially Kevin, typically throw in characters that aren't in the books, and fans seem to really, really enjoy them. And then you do have fans that are, like, really obsessed with the books and want the best of both worlds. So I think it's done pretty well. I think it's done pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean,
well,
Kevin, if you have anyone bring on new characters, Kevin Williamson and Andrew Miller are probably you know. They're not bad at that.
Definitely. I've been interviewing Kevin's people for like 3 years now since he's been on the CW. So he's interesting.
Yeah.
He's interesting. I love Kevin.
Kevin's awesome.
Yeah, he is. All right. Well, when did you know Nick was coming back, and what was your reaction to that?
I mean, my initial reaction was probably just finally I get to meet him. And I was, you know what I mean? Like, all you hear about for a couple months was you're playing his brother, this is your brother. And, you know, I'd watched every episode that he was in and thought, first of all, he did a fantastic job. And I was excited to meet him as a person because he was also friends with Thomas as well.
Sweet. So were you scared even for a minute? You were like, oh, snap, they're going to kill me because it can't be both of us.
whatever would be best for the show, obviously. But no, I never really got too nervous about getting killed off.
Oh, that's good. We don't want Jake gone. We don't really want any of the characters gone, honestly. So it's cool that Nick's back. I liked Nick. I did. So I'm glad that he's back. We'll have to see how it goes the next couple episodes. But
it's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun.
Well, how do you feel about the development of Jake from the start of the show up to last week's episode?
Well, I mean, you know, he took I think he's always been just kind of searching for acceptance. And now that everyone's sort of a little bit, like, forgiven and forgotten all of his antics and some of the bad sides to Jake, I think that he's finally found himself and who he wants to be and who he likes to be. And he's still the same, like, protective kind of, like, trying to be the alpha male or being the alpha male. And just now he has a little bit more trust from everyone, which I don't think he wants to let go of that. So he's more of a good guy, but I think there's still a mean streak in Jake for sure.
I think there's a little bit of a mean streak in all of them. Oh, I think we'll end up seeing that. I don't think anybody's a good tissue. Cough, Diana, cough. So we'll have to see how it goes. All right.
Wink, wink.
Well, do Andrew and the writers ever let you guys improvise when you're shooting, or do you just always have to stick to the script?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I think there are so many storylines, and every storyline is so specific to the other storylines that you really don't have. I mean, it would be unfair to the writers and unfair to the showrunners to improvise anything unless it was already, you know, taken down and accepted by the network and the way that they want the characters to go because of how specific each storyline intertwines, even when a character isn't in a scene with other characters and they're talking about that character. You know, it would make it all over the place. So we, most of the time, like 99.999% of the time, stick to the script. Word for word. Which
takes a lot of
you. You just got to learn lines and sing them.
Right. That does take some pressure off. That's true. We'll save the rest of the bloopers on DVD when you guys decide to improvise. Well, what has been your favorite episode so far?
R for vulgarity bloopers.
Yeah, the rated.
you know what I mean?
The download only. The download only.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what is...
what is that fucking line? my favorite episode so far, I honestly couldn't pick out one individually that I've been associated with. My favorite episode that I've seen was episode 3, which was 3 episodes before I even found out that I was a part of the show. 4, Heather. The one with the Heather girl that was in a coma and
Cassie
woke her up and she was all crazy. That was, I feel, Dave Barrett did a wonderful job directing. The writers really, really... really did a nice job. It was a perfectly formulated script and enjoyable to watch, big time. So yeah, I would go with episode 4 was definitely my favorite.
That's sweet. That was a good episode. You know, they have
Jake isn't a favorite of mine.
No, I kind of feel like Jake was always lingering. So maybe you were in that episode, just not physically there. But
yeah,
you were there,
yeah.
You know? So
yeah,
we that would work. What has been one of the most challenging scenes for you to film so far?
One of the most challenging. You know, everyone works together so well and gets along, and everyone's always prepared, which is always a great thing with such a big ensemble. That there haven't really been too many tricky scenes. Here we go. The hardest scene for me would have to be when I was in the bed, and I believe it was episode, I don't know, it was called Cursed, the Curse episode where I get all sick and I'm about to die. When I was laying in bed and supposed to be all sweaty and sick, and the cameras weren't even on me at all, but listening to Thomas and Britt do this emotional scene where they're about to drink an elixir to fall out of love with each other, it was so sad even being there. I became a fan instead of, I broke character for sure a couple of times because of how tragic that was. That was the hardest, and the cameras weren't even on me, thank God.
That's really not funny. But that makes me think. I have to ask you this because you seem pretty down to earth. I have to ask you this. Sometimes I watch scenes like that and I think to myself, is that embarrassing to film? Like, is it ever like embarrassing where you're a scene where you're like sweaty in a bed or you're supposed to be dying or you're making out with someone and you're like, I really wish there wasn't 50 people in the room right now.
Well, no. You know what? I've discovered through doing so many scenes like that and just in general throughout my career so far, is if you commit yourself 100% to it and you're prepared enough and you just go for it, then if you could get past all those other people watching you, the nice part is the compliments you get after because of commitment. And if you kind of don't go for it, usually it doesn't make the cut. And there's a reason for it because you didn't commit and no one will tell you that you did a good job. So it's just getting past that bashfulness in scenes like that and going for it. Why not? Might as well.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you
answering that because I really have watched some scenes, and not necessarily just with The Secret Circle. I've watched, you know, other shows, and I'm like, that seems like it'd be so embarrassing to film. Like, I would never be able to do that.
Yeah, and you know what? In the beginning, when you're kind of still a little bit green and everything's a little, it's still all really exciting just to be involved in, you catch yourself being in the scene yourself. Once you get beyond that, just commit, then it's just like, yeah, I just did my job. I don't care how ridiculous it was. I'm here for a reason. That's just to do my job the best that I can.
Well, that's good. That's a good attitude to have then, because I know that there's there could be some embarrassing stuff.
There's some embarrassing after the fact, you just make fun of yourself because of how ridiculous
right.
that we do have. Oh, man. In the finale, you're going to see a scene where it's just like that, and it involves four of us. It was hard for everyone not to laugh.
Oh, no. I'm stoked. I'm ready. I'm glad there's
true,
no more breaks.
True included. Yeah, no more breaks.
No more breaks. I'm pretty excited about that. Well, speaking of the finale, that brings me into the next question, which is, if you guys are renewed for season two, because it kind of hasn't been said yet, what storyline would you like to see Jake have?
If I was one of the writers, or if I had my say in Jake's course for season two, it would be to get back to that mysterious guy, or the guy that you didn't really always know what he was thinking or how he was going to react to a situation. I feel like, and this is a lot due to the way I played him, which I kind of dug myself into a bit of a hole, was he's become a bit predictable. In my eyes, at least, he's become a bit predictable, whereas episode 6 through 12, he was just like, you didn't know what was going on or what. There was always a nice little cliffhanger with Jake at the end of every moment or every episode. You didn't know if he was telling the truth, if he was lying, if he was going to kill this person or trying to kill. And that kind of went away, and I'd love to approach that again, or at least answer some questions as to why he decided to not continue in that direction, you know?
I see where you're coming from with that, but I kind of feel opposite. Like, I kind of feel like Jake's like the man with the plan. Like, Jake knows at all times what's going on, and he has a plan for what he's going to do. So I don't really find him predictable.
That's true. But we just don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of... Maybe kind of like that. I don't know about predictable, but I do think that you might think you know what Jake's going to do, but Jake's like, what? I'm going to do this. And it's not what you think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very, very true.
All right. Since Adam did forget his feelings for Kathy, are you rooting for Jake to get his chance?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I love those scenes, and they kind of have gone away. And I miss those one-on-one scenes working with Rich. He's so talented and easy and fun to create those little moments with.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. You're actually the second person to say that. Everybody that's worked with her say that they really enjoy their screen time with her, that she's really talented. So that's really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I have a fun question for you. And this is a new one we're going to start asking everybody. So I have to ask this because I'm a huge fan of zombies, and I don't know if you like horror films, but just pretend like you do if you don't. If there was ever a zombie apocalypse, which cast member would you pick to be by your side, and why?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Well,
that's hard.
Can you guarantee all of them are going to live?
I can't. I
no matter
can't.
Who I
that's
choose.
That's zombie apocalypse.
Well, then you can't have... If there's a zombie apocalypse, we need the whole circle together.
The whole... Well,
Or we're not as powerful. You can't just have two.
All right, let's go back to real fake life for a minute. You guys are not magicians anymore. And there's a zombie apocalypse. You have to choose somebody.
Oh, no. Well, I definitely have to go with Thomas Decker.
Well, you know, I guess that's what you're going to say. My pick would be Gail. But I guess that
Gail,
he would say Tom.
Gail would be, but you can't trust.
Oh, you can trust Gail.
I can trust Thomas with my life. So I would definitely go with Thomas.
So you and Thomas started
like
to boom
Thomas,
together.
Plus, I feel like Thomas would definitely know how to deal with zombies, you know?
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
He's into all that dark stuff. He would know.
He is.
Probably he's got a book on if the zombie apocalypse happened and has studied it and reread it time after time.
All right, so when he comes on, he better say Chris.
He better say me. I guarantee you. here you go. He hasn't talked to you guys yet. He says Shelly.
Okay, we'll make a bet on it.
You, he says Shelly. Okay. All right.
Okay, you say Shelly. I'm going to say Chris. Because I'm rooting for you. Because you picked him, so I'm rooting for you. So we'll have to see. Okay. I just had a couple more questions for you. And then if you would, we kind of ask everybody to do a clip at the end. But before we get off here, I just want to know if there's any other projects that you're working on that you would like to tell everybody about.
Currently, right now, Spider-Man and Piranha 3DD.
Okay.
Or 3DD, or however you want to call it.
Right. Which I will go see. I went and saw the first one. I did go see the first one.
You know what? If you saw the first one, it's just as enjoyable and fun as the first one, which was a delight. A delight. I was scared and nervous, but it's a fun and enjoyable movie, and it flies by because of how funny it is. It's really, really good.
Yeah, we'll definitely check it out.
But you can't lose. You can't lose with the Haas.
there's the Haas, Christopher Lloyd. You got a few in there.
Yeah. We've got movie icons and three-dimensional piranhas.
Yeah,
we are in the
and
clear.
Lots of
and boob. Jeez, oh, man.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody also wanted to wish you a happy birthday, because we know that your birthday is next week. So happy birthday
to
you.
Thank you.
The big 27. I'm sorry, the big 21. I just said your name. I just said your age on air. That's rude. But you know what?
It's
all over the internet.
I've never been one of those people that are, like, weird about their age. I'm 27 once. I might as well claim it.
I'm 27 now, and 27 has been good to me. So you'll enjoy it.
Okay, good. Let's hope so.
Okay, well, before I let you go, we ask everybody just to give us a little clip. You can be like, hey, this is Chris Silka from the Secret Circle, and you're listening to the VRO. Whatever you want to say, whenever you're ready, that would be absolutely awesome.
All right. You're listening to, right? Not watching, of course.
Right, listening.
Cool. Hey, this is Chris Silka, and you are listening to the VRO.
Sweet. Thank you so much, and I really hope you guys get renewed for a season 2 and come back anytime you want.
So do I. Fingers crossed. Pleasure meeting you, Amber.
You too.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Hello, Amber.
Hey. Hi.
Awesome interview.
That was a lot of fun.
Good. I'm happy you enjoyed it.
That really was a lot of fun. He's really funny. Like, my face is kind of red from laughing. Really,
I know.
Let's be honest, though. Really, I'm funny. That's what it is. No, I'm just kidding.
You're funny. He was funny. So, I cannot wait for the season finale. I cannot wait.
I can't wait for the season finale either. And I can't wait. We've got to get Thomas on. Because we got to test this theory. We got to test this bet. Like, I have to know who he chooses. Because me and Chris made a bet, and everybody heard it. So we got to find the answer to that. And the fact that Thomas Decker is a secret zombie lover, that makes me really happy. That makes me really, really happy. Amy, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay.
I am here. Sorry, I was emailing Chris's wonderful PR who helped us set the show up, telling her thank you for everything. And it was an awesome interview. I enjoyed, hearing Chris's thoughts on his character, which you can tell he puts a lot of thought into his character, which is awesome.
I'm gonna be honest with everybody listening right now. I DM'd Amy while we were on air. I can't believe I'm about to say this. I DM'd Amy while we were on air, and I said, he's kind of a fanboy about this show. Like, he loves this show, which I think is adorable. Like, he knew, like, the titles of the show, what episode. He's like, episode 6, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that's adorable. I think it's really cool. You know I'm obsessed with the characters, too.
Yes.
Like, for me, I'm very character-driven.
So to hear one of the actors be character driven is really awesome to me. I just find it really cool.
Exactly. And, you know, if we weren't driven by the characters, then we wouldn't have a recap show, you know?
We wouldn't. I mean, honestly, I say all the time, you know, I love talking to the writers, and I love talking to the actors because the actors bring the characters to life, but I'm so character-driven. Like, the things that I come up with is ridiculous. Like, I just love, I just talked to Jake from Secret Circle. That's really awesome. that's really cool. Like, I don't know. It's just, and it's nice to hear him talk about his character like that. Like, his character is important to him. I mean, I'm not going to say that, I don't think I've really interviewed anybody whose character wasn't important to them, but the way he talked about Jake, you can just tell that he really just gives his 100% best to, you know, present the Jake that's written in that script.
Yes.
And I think that he does a good job at it, and I think that it says a lot about him as an actor, and I think it says a lot about his respect for the show, and I think that kid's going to go places.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt at all. I mean, to put that much thought into your character, and because there has been some people that we have talked to where they're like, oh, I just read the script and I go into work.
Right.
But for him to put that much into the thought of his character and stuff like that, it's amazing. He's a very talented man. And I just dropped Amber's call. So now I'm talking alone. Oh, I don't like talking alone. Amber, why did you hang up? So, okay, guys, I guess we will talk about our schedule coming up, our Vampire Diaries month of May, which I tried to put together a Secret Circle week this week. Oh, there's Amber. Hey.
Yo. Hey. I'm sorry, I had a beep. You know, I'm still learning how to use this iPhone. Ridiculous. Like, I just got into the digital era, guys. Like, I mean, I had an Android touchscreen phone before all this, but I'm just now getting into this digital era, and I don't know how to use an iPhone. I don't know how to use this iPhone yet. My roommate had to teach me tonight how to put different icons into one icon. Mm-hmm. I had no idea how to do that.
It makes it a lot easier.
I have pages of icons I don't understand. So she had to show me. So now I have, photo apps and games and music. And, you know, I'm not an old person. I just got to figure all this stuff out. Not that old people can't figure it out. I'm not saying that at all. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that.
You know, if Robin's listening to the show, he's like, Amber. He's going to call you Lori now.
I'm telling you. Somebody calls me Lori, they've had a bad day. By the way, funniest thing ever, Kristen texted me earlier and said that her GPS took her the wrong way, and she said my GPS is a dumb bitch, so I named her Lori.
Oh, Lori's still looking for her son, Carl.
Can I just say that my favorite part of the interview was going cough, Diana, cough.
Honestly, I couldn't hear most of what Chris was saying. I don't know if it was my connection or his connection. If it was his connection, I will try to clean it up in the archives. But normally when we do three-way calls, it gets a little distorted that way. But we'll figure it out, guys. We'll try to beef it up. I'll send the file over to Brandon and see what he can do with it. But like I said before Amber hung up and called back in, I tried to put together a Secret Circle week for last week, and it quite didn't work out the way we wanted it to, but we will probably throw some Secret Circle interviews into our Vampire Diaries month of May, which our Vampire Diaries month of May is shaping up very nicely.
Yeah, it starts Wednesday.
Yeah, it starts Wednesday with two interviews, one at 8 and one at 9. We will have the lady that plays Bonnie's mom, and then we'll have the gentleman that plays, I want to say Jesse, is that right?
He plays Jamie.
Jamie, I don't know. I keep calling him Jesse for some reason. And then we will have the original mother on the 7th. We will have Susan Walter, who plays the mayor, on the 8th.
We also have Marguerite on the 7th.
Yes, we also have Marguerite on the 7th.
We have three interviews on the 7th.
We have three interviews on the 7th?
We have two. I'm sorry.
Because we can't do three interviews on the 7th.
No, we definitely have two. I'm JK. JK kidding. JK kidding, guys. JK kidding.
Okay. I almost had a heart attack. I thought we overbooked. Okay, and then we have our anniversary show, which will be on Friday the 11th. It's our fourth year, guys. Our fourth year.
Wow. And I've been here too, right? Two?
Yes, you've been here too, because this will be your second Vampire Diaries month of May.
A two-year anniversary. Aww. The Bureau took my radio virginity.
And
we
we'll find out.
We only together 2 years later. Oh,
we'll
it's time to make a commitment.
I'm going to hit her in
if
the face.
If you like it, then you better put a ring on it. Yeah.
Amber, I told you, once you're in, we'll keep you.
Man, I need a beer.
She's still nervous. The interview's over and she's still nervous. A funny little thing.
I'm just thankful old enough to have a beer. I'm thankful.
Listen, this is funny. When I went to the screening room and we got Chris on the line and stuff, I was talking and he made like a country accent, and I was like, already? I was like, oh, you're already making fun of my accent. Thanks. Because you know every guest we have on makes fun of our accents.
Right, especially you and Jessica.
Yeah.
And it's great because nobody ever believes I'm from Georgia. What? You're from Georgia? Yes, I am.
Well, Jessica and Gina, they sound like they're like heart of Georgia.
Because they were.
And you sound like you're on the outskirts, and I don't sound like I'm from Georgia because I'm not from Georgia. But it was cute. He was apologizing. He's like, no. But I love it. I love when people call in and make fun of our accents.
Yeah.
Okay, and then on the 14th, we have Casper, who plays Finn. And then on the 16th, we're going to have two interviews that have nothing to do with the Vampire Diaries. We're going to have the keyboardist from, sorry, guys, I just got distracted. The keyboardist from Kingsley, Stephen Limbaugh, who is a friend of mine, and yes, you might know the last name. And then Brandon is going to have an interview, and I really need to start taking better notes when I read off the schedule, because all I have down is he's going to be interviewing James. So, yeah, you guys just check out the website and our Twitter.
Yep. And then we have someone else really freaking awesome that we're trying to book, and I'm working on it. And you're not going to want to miss it when it happens.
No, you don't want to miss it. And if you want to know what Amber's talking about, just go follow her on Twitter, because she actually mentioned it today.
I did mention it today. I did.
You did.
I did mention it today.
And then Amber will actually be leaving us on the 15th. She is going on a European vacation.
Yes. Going away. I might not come back. I'm gonna come back. We might have to start doing Skype calls, because I'm thinking I'm gonna get to Ireland, and I'm gonna fall in love with a cute Irish boy, and I'm not gonna come back.
That's normally how it happens, right?
I think so. Like, I think it's gonna be like P.S. I love you. That's what I keep telling myself.
No, it doesn't need to be like P.S. I love you, because he dies.
No, but he falls in love with that other guy. Doy. Hello.
Yes, but it needs to be like leap year.
Okay, I don't remember. I don't think I saw that one.
You haven't seen Leap Year? We have to go on Netflix and rent this movie. like, when...
Like, you think it was like a blockbuster hit that everybody was talking about. Oh, my God, you ever seen Leap Year?
It is a blockbuster hit. You'll love it. Go watch it. You'll love it. It's a chick flick. You're definitely going to love it.
What are you trying to say? Chick flick, I'll love it. Hello, have you ever met me? I'm like the boyish girl ever.
Amber, you'll love it. You'll love it. You'll love it. So then, yeah, Amber's going to be gone, and then Memorial Day weekend. So, yeah, guys, we've got a lot of great interviews coming up. And I think maybe tomorrow we will do a this, that, and the other show. I've got a lot I want to talk about. I don't know if you've listened to, because I don't think I've mentioned it on air. If you're a good friend of mine, then you know that my dad had two fathers, and he was adopted when he was 3 years old by my grandfather, and he's got his biological father, and I have been in contact with my cousins. And, everybody knows that I come from a big family. Well, my family just got bigger. I have around 35 first cousins now.
Wow.
35 first cousins. Ooh, I'm going to have to get a second job so I can buy all these birthday presents. But I've talked to a couple of my my close friends, like Amber and VRO and some of my other close friends. And I'm nervous. I'm nervous getting to know everyone on this side of the family. I want to because it's exciting, but I'm nervous at the same time because what if they don't like me? It's a scary thought.
Yeah, that's a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
That's a lot to deal with. Okay. Are we recapping or are we getting off here?
Well, what do you want to do, Amber? Do you want to get off air or do you want to recap? Because if we got to recap.
We talked about the episode earlier, and I mean, honestly.
I'm good to go.
I really haven't had an episode that I really have really, really disliked. Although I will say, I had Cassie got on my nerves there for a little while, which is, strange because in the beginning I was like so team Adam and Cassie. And really. Now, I really like Jake and Faye together. So, I can't really say that I agree that I want Cassie and Jake to be together, but really, whatever.
Yeah, but, I can see that.
But this past episode, I don't know, they needed to find a crystal, they ran around to find the crystal, they found the crystal, and Nick's alive. That's pretty much what happened.
But no, you find out that Adam is a cloaker.
Okay, you find out Adam's a cloaker, yes.
And you see that Melissa...
Diana's dad was really sad.
Yeah.
That was really sad.
Melissa, she's kind of hinting around that, Cassie and Adam are meant to be together.
Yeah, she's definitely kind of hitting around on that, which is really weird because she was the one. It's very backwards for her because she's definitely hinting around that, but she was the one that was really trying to help Jake get with Cassie.
Yeah.
And, Jake kind of doesn't treat Melissa good. And I think that a lot of that has to do with is that Melissa was the closest thing to Nick before he supposedly died, So
yeah.
I think that a lot of it has to do with that. But at the same time, she was the one that was like, okay, I'll help you. Okay, you need to do this, blah, blah, blah. And she kind of really was team Jake and Cassie. And now she's kind of flipped the switch. And I just don't understand how anybody hasn't figured out that Cassie still has her feelings.
I think Melissa has.
I think I'm going to lean towards that.
Because, why else would she be pushing? Now, Ella likes Melissa and Adam together.
you know, I'm not against it because honestly, I don't think I can do Cassie and Adam again.
I don't know. I mean, it's written in the stars.
Oh, God, to throw up. Honestly.
But yeah, it's gonna be great. And you know, Chris said it tonight that there's season finale rocks. So
he said the season finale rocks, and he said that he's rooting for Cassie and Jake. And if I've ever picked up on some mixed signals, he was probably giving us a little hint. Just gonna say it.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, what about the new guy? I hope he comes back. Even though, you know, he's not this rich playboy like he said, and he works on this fishing boat or something, I hope he comes back.
You know, I like him too, but you know what? Since we're talking to new guys, how come nobody gives a shit that Lee died? It was like it doesn't even matter. Like, nobody even cared. It was like, oh, Lee's dead. We're going to move on to the next phase of our lives.
Well, I mean, nobody knew Lee but Faye.
But still, like, something.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they should have killed Lee just like that. But because I liked him and Faye together. Even though he was using Faye, I liked him.
Oh, come on. Faye uses every man she's with. I know. That's we share true. A birthday.
That's true. And
we're both Pisces.
So, but I did like, I know this wasn't in this week's episode, it was last week's episode. Well, I mean, it wasn't in the recent episode that we've seen. It was when they were in the, looking for the crystal, Jake's grandfather's crystal, and they all came together to stop the guy that stole it.
Right.
I liked that.
Right. Can we just also, on a side note, say that Cassie's dad's hot? Okay, back to the story. So,
okay, wait. We got to stay on that side note. Hello, Cassie's dad's been hot ever since Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Seriously, he's hot. He's hot. And, you know, as I get a little bit older, I have more of appreciation for older guys. And he's definitely hot. Not going to lie about it.
Now,
as you know, I love Gail Harold. I love Charles. I love Gail. Like, so that's never been unknown on this show. I've definitely made that as clear as possible. And if I haven't made it clear, I will say it again. I love Gail. But, yeah, he's a good-looking dude. You know, that's the thing about Kevin Williamson, though. And now I can say the other writers of the show, he knows how to cast. Like, they know how to cast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have not watched one show that Kevin's done and been like, eh, someone else could have played that character better. Like, he knows how to cast, dude. It's crazy.
Amber.
Yes.
You are totally right, but I am so happy because we just schooled Ella.
We just schooled Ella?
Yes. Yeah, she didn't realize it was him. She didn't realize it was the same guy from Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. It's Sully!
You just schooled Ella.
You
just schooled Ella.
We get, like, a trophy or something for that, right?
No, because Ella usually knows everything.
I know.
That's hilarious.
Sorry, guys. I'm excited about that.
That's really funny.
Yeah. But, yeah, same guy. She said it's been years.
Okay, I'm leaving chat because I'm going downstairs. But I'm still on the phone, so.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I think. So, what do you think is going to happen in the season finale? I mean, we have two episodes, right?
I have no idea because I keep thinking this about. I keep thinking this, and I hate to bring up both, but you know, I watched them back to back on Thursday night.
Yeah.
There's only two episodes left in The Vampire Diaries and in Secret Circle, and I honestly have no fucking clue what they're going to do. Like, both stories, I just don't even understand. Like, the only thing that would make sense with Secret Circle is that they're going to leave a cliffhanger, that they're going to put the crystal skull together, and then season two, as long as we get one, which we better get one, CW, if you're listening, you better renew that shit. If we do get one, what's going to happen is that it's going to leave off where season two ended, or season one ended, because there's no way they can kill all those witch hunters and finish that storyline in two episodes. Like, it just doesn't seem possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess anything's possible, but I didn't know that. I feel like the season finale is going to be some major magic juju. Like, some major, like, more magic than we've ever seen.
Well, if the CW does not pick up the Secret Circle,
I
really hope they do not leave it on a cliffhanger, because then that's going to upset me the most.
I agree.
And if you guys don't pick up the Secret Circle, I know the C in CW stands for CBS, and if CBS remembers the Jericho fans, yeah, that was us. That was us. If CBS remembers the Moonlight fans outside picketing, yeah, that was us too. So we will put together, you know, something to make sure that the Secret Circle comes back, at least to finish.
Usually I wouldn't be, but I have to get in with you. I really like this show. So,
yeah. And, I mean,
I would really
CW
like
hasn't had a witch show. They haven't had a witch show in a couple of years. I mean, and they could definitely take this show where Charm went, you know, but leave out all the crazy, crazy demons. But I think it could be great. I think it'd be great.
Yeah, I agree. No, I think Charm was too cheesy. And I think that the writers in Secret Circle understand that. Charm was big for its time,
mm-hmm.
but this is 2012. And
well, yeah.
all that stuff isn't necessary.
Exactly.
So all the, you know, all the
But I'm just
all
talking
the
about
stuff.
The years. I mean, Charm got 10 years. Secret Circle can get 10 years.
And I mean, and Charm was a great show. It was a great show for its
yeah.
time. I don't know. But it was definitely a great show
for its
time.
I mean, you still got America's Top Next Model on your network. You can keep this show on your network.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man. I agree.
That's all I'm saying. But, yeah, just keep that in mind. If our show does not get picked up, we will be picketing. And Nikki, one of our hosts, works right across the street from CBS now. And Warner Brothers and all that good stuff. She just opened. She opened her little shop out there, her little bead shop. It's doing great. She's had a couple of the actors and stuff come over, and she's making jewelry for one of the TV shows.
Good.
Yep. So, hey guys, I think that's the end of our recap and our show and all that good stuff.
Yep, we'll see everybody in a couple of days.
Yeah, a couple of days. Guys, thanks again for sending all of your love and support to Josh.
Hey, a huge, huge shout-out to thesecretcircle.net because they've been a huge help, and they are, like, my favorite Secret Circle website. And I'm not saying that I'm biased because Tosh runs the site, but honestly, like, she was a huge help, and they promote the Secret Circle very, very well. And I want to give them a big shout-out. Done. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Sorry.
All right. We'll see you guys in a couple of days.
I just got an email that I got to go take care of. We got to reschedule a couple of interviews. Okay, so night, guys.
Good night.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com